A Night to Remember by Walter Lord. Foreword. In 1898, a struggling author named Morgan Robertson concocted a novel about a fabulous Atlantic liner far larger than any that had ever been built. Robertson loaded his ship with rich and complacent people and then wrecked it one cold April night on an iceberg. This somehow showed the futility of everything, and in fact, the book was called Futility when it appeared that year, published by the firm of M.F. Mansfield. 14 years later, a British shipping company named the White Star Line built a steamer remarkably like the one in Robertson's novel. The new liner was 66,000 tons displacement. Robertson's was 70,000. The real ship was 882.5 feet long. The fictional one was 800 feet. Both vessels were triple screw and could make 24 to 25 knots. Both could carry about 3,000 people, and both had enough lifeboats for only a fraction of this number. But then, this didn't seem to matter because both were labeled unsinkable.